The Ratana faithful are being urged to stay away from the church's annual celebrations and tune in to the event online instead. Citing COVID concerns, the Ratana Committee Marae has cancelled today's traditional ceremony, marking the 149th anniversary of the birth of Tahupotoki Wiremu Ratana. Only the formal procession from the Marae to the temple will proceed, along with speeches at the Marae afterwards. Labour MP for Te Tai Hauru is Adrian Rurafe, and he's with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
This was scaled back originally. Kōrero mai about the online event.
So the online event will start at 10:30 a.m. this morning. It'll be broadcast on the Whare Kōrero app on people's smartphones. It's also being broadcast by Te Korimako o Taranaki on their Facebook page, so it'll be live streamed. There's lots of links on the different Ratana church pages and parish pages, so it won't be too difficult for people to find. It is very different to what we're used to, but we wanted to make sure that everyone was able to still connect, even if they couldn't do that physically.
An easy decision to make?
No, a really difficult one for the church committee to make. First of all, to make it a vaccine pass event, so only those who have got a vaccine pass are able to attend. And secondly, with the change from orange to red settings, that's been reduced down to only 100 people being able to be present. So most of us are going to leave that to the church officials to carry out everything that needs to be carried out today, and the rest of us will watch online, along with our families mostly, and we can still participate that way.
In losing the event 2 years in a row must be pretty disheartening in some ways.
Yeah, it is. Last year was very different again. We were at level one under the old settings, so it still did go ahead, but very much scaled down, this one even more so. But the church has taken the position to make certain that the followers of the Ratana faith are safe, and have encouraged everyone to organise their own events across different regions and within their parishes, which is definitely happening today.
What does this mean for the effect, if you like, on the Ratana faith? You know, is it something that's becoming more difficult to connect with some Māori because of the loss of this event, the second year running?
It presents its challenges. We've been naturally averse to having things broadcast online. That attitude has definitely changed now, and it's the decision has been made by officials that we will be doing that now and into the future, and I think that gives another avenue for the church to be relevant in people's lives, and for them to access and participate within the ceremony. So it's had some real downsides, but there's also been some upsides as well, I think.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much for coming on Morning Report. That is MP Adrian Rurafe there.